Let's check in on the House Judiciary Committee hearing, which is underway as lawmakers weigh the case for impeaching President Trump. The president is accused of using the power of his office for personal political gain. And today, Noah Feldman of Harvard Law School said the framers of the Constitution would view the president's actions as impeachable.
If the framers were aware that a president of the United States had put his personal gain and interest ahead of the national security of the United States by conditioning aid to a crucial ally that's in the midst of a war on investigations aimed at his own personal gain, they would certainly conclude that that was an abuse of the office of the presidency, and they would conclude that that conduct was impeachable under the Constitution.
One of the four witnesses at today's hearing, NPR's congressional reporter Claudia Grisales, is on Capitol Hill watching all of this. Claudia, what more are witnesses saying, or what stood out to you so far?
Yeah, so this panel of professors are telling lawmakers that they have all the evidence they need in order to proceed in this critical decision on whether to draw up articles of impeachment. It's a panel of four legal scholars, three of which were called by the Democrats, and they're saying the evidence uncovered so far shows President Trump used military aid to extract a personal favor in the form of interference on his behalf for the 2020 elections. These professors are saying that's exactly the kind of behavior that the framers of the Constitution had in mind when it came to impeachment. And they all agreed this is a clear-cut case for impeachment.
Three of them do, but one of them doesn't, and that would be the Republicans' witness, Jonathan Turley of George Washington University Law School. He is against the idea of impeachment. Let's listen to him.
I believe this impeachment not only fails to satisfy the standard of past impeachments, but would create a dangerous precedent for future impeachments.
Claudia, Professor Turley said he didn't vote for President Trump. He thinks the president's action with Ukraine deserved to be investigated. But what is his issue with impeachment?
He says lawmakers need to meet a higher threshold to prove President Trump has committed a crime. He said there isn't enough evidence from the Intelligence Committee probe to prove that the president committed bribery or obstruction. He says Trump has used the courts to defend himself, and he has that option. He even turned it around, and he said Democrats are abusing their power.
Republicans have been interrupting the hearing for procedural issues. Here's Democratic Committee Chair Gerald Nadler pushing through some of those bumps.
The gentleman will suspend. That is not a proper parliamentary inquiry.
It is a proper
It is not a proper parliamentary
inquiry. I stated a rule.
Mr. Chairman. You can ignore it and not answer it, but you can't just say it's not a proper
inquiry. I'm asking for the application of the rule for an explanation, Mr. Chairman. I don't know how that's not parliamentary.
We will apply the rules, period.
Claudia, what is the point of this strategy by Republicans?
So Republicans have focused on judiciary as an opportunity to kind of slow the flow of the hearing, disrupt the Democrats' major arguments that they're hoping to present today. And they think if they are able to cause this confusion, blur the Democrats' arguments, then Republicans believe it's an effective way to throw Democrats off their game and make the argument for impeachment that much more unclear to those who are listening in.
After today's hearing in the Judiciary Committee, what happens next? Will there be more hearings?
Well, that remains to be seen. Judiciary is keeping those details very close to the vest. They're not saying quite yet. We may hear more by the end of the week if they will set additional hearings, if there will be fact witnesses, or if it'll be more examination of the investigation. We still need to hear from the Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, who will be presenting his panel's findings to Judiciary, which is needed before that critical decision of drafting articles of impeachment.
And when would that happen, the drafting of the articles of impeachment?
So we're hearing that it could potentially happen in the next couple of weeks. Many Democrats have been hoping to wrap up this process by the Christmas holiday. And in order to do that, those articles need to be drawn up in the coming weeks. I talked to one Democratic lawmaker this morning, and their sense was it could happen the week of the 16th of December.
And if the House votes to impeach the president this month, do we know anything more about what the process in the Senate would be?
Yeah, so now that pushes the process to a Senate trial, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has already said that they would move forward with a trial of some kind. It could last several weeks. The president and White House officials have been meeting with Republicans over the last several weeks as well to kind of map out a strategy of what that could look like. And, yeah, that could move into the new year, and we could see that happen then.
Well, I will say there's been one light moment today in the hearings, which is that Jonathan Turley, the Republican witness, said that his golden doodle was mad, just like everybody else that he was referencing about President Trump. And there's already been a Twitter handle of Jonathan Turley's golden doodle Luna that has popped up. And she's tweeting quite a lot.
Oh, fantastic.
Today,
yes. A new celebrity.
A new celebrity. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales on Capitol Hill. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.